lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In 2 Kings chapter 5, we read there of Naaman, the leper. In verses 1 through 7, it says this, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my lord, were with the prophet, that is, in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Well, this is what happens so many times in the day, in this day and time we live in. People look for salvation. They look for some kind of deliverance, but they look to the wrong person. Some people trust in riches today to help them get along, and of course we do need money to live, but some people place their entire trust in money. Some place their trust in a person. Some will trust just about anything other than the right person, Jesus Christ. Well, this is what we see is happening here, that this one king in 2 Kings chapter 5, this is what we see happening when one king sent a message to another king and said, Look, I've got a man that needs to be healed. Heal him. Well, this king of Samaria could not heal Naaman. And so many times, once again, we look to someone or something to heal our souls. To make it possible for us to go to heaven, we look to something other than the Lord. And the Bible says, There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby a person must be saved. And that name that we must be saved by is the Lord. There is no other way. Now, I said we look to something other than the Lord many times as human beings, but there is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John chapter 14 and verse 6. We continue reading on in our chapter here, 2 Kings chapter 5, about Naaman. We keep reading and how the king said, I'm not able to heal anyone. And beginning in verse 8, the Bible says this, And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot. Now he's a great man now, and he came to Elisha. And it says, and he stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Well, notice that Elisha didn't even bother to go out. Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away. Well, you see, Naaman was a very great man in his country. He was upset that Elisha didn't even think enough of him to come out. Naaman said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Well, he goes on to say, are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. This was Naaman. Now notice, his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Well, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. Well, notice that these people told him, they told Naaman, they said, wouldn't you have done something if it would have been real hard? This is going to be simple, they said. All you've got to do is what the man of God said, go down and dip yourself 7 times in that river Jordan. And the prophet said, that's going to heal you. So Naaman got to thinking, well, let me try this thing. It says there in verse 14 of our chapter here, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Well, now, we often look at things of this life that are hard. Things that we think are the hardest are going to bring us to the greatest blessing. But that's not always the case. God doesn't make it hard for a person to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is the one sent to lead and guide individuals to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Now, he came to convince, or in other words, to convict a person that they need Jesus as Savior. That is, the Holy Spirit convicts people. And quickly, let's look at something here about this chapter that we've been reading, chapter 5 of 2 Kings. Notice, during doing great things for God, notice this, in order to do great things for God, you must expect great things from a great God. And the place you're in will be great as long as you are building a life for the great God. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, and the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. Psalm 127 verse 1, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. I would have you know today that big is not always great, nor is little always great. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, great is thy faithfulness. Without God, nothing can be great. The Bible teaches us there that it's God's faithfulness that leads each person to greatness. Well, notice once again with me, we must believe in what we are doing. If you don't believe in what you are doing, it's not going to be much of a success. The greatest salesman in the world, they understand that in order to be a great salesman, the person needs to believe in what they are promoting. So therefore, we must believe in what we are doing. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Well, this is the work of Nehemiah in the book of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. And all through this rebuilding of the temple and the wall and all the fortifications that were taking place, there were those who tried to hinder the work. But Nehemiah said, I'm not coming down because the work I'm doing is great. You see, great is only great as long as you have the Great One leading you. And God is that Great One. Without Him, we can do nothing for Him. Without His faithfulness, we can do nothing. We must understand that we must believe in what we are doing. And when we do that, things will be great in our lives. I'm speaking to the saved person, to you today who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, notice something else here. How can we do a great work? Well, I would have you know today that it's because a great ransom has been provided. Job chapter 33 and verse 24, the Bible says, Then he is gracious unto him and saith, Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 through 6, it says, For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8, the Bible says, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb. And the word there, God will provide, is Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. God has provided a ransom for each of us today. Before we can do a great work for God, we must receive Jesus as our Savior. Well, that wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross. He gave His life that you and I might be saved. He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be saved. And He went to the grave and rose the third day that you and I could have eternal life and be with Him throughout eternity. It wasn't easy for Jesus, but it's easy for us if we will only trust and obey, if we'll only receive what Jesus did for us on the cross, in the grave and rising from the grave, if we will receive what God has told us in His Word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16:31. And if we do that, then we can do a great work for God. If you're saved today, and if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can do a great work for God today by trusting Him. Not getting saved again, but by trusting Him. You are saved on your way to heaven. By not doubting that He can do a work through you and by you, you can do great things for Him. Trust Him. That's His faithfulness that makes a success of the Christian life. Now, we need to thank God for His faithfulness. We need to let Jesus Christ know that we know who He is. Even after we get saved, we need to pray and thank God for Him and let God know. Now, God already knows, but we need to let Him know that we know. Let's pray. Father, I thank You today for Jesus. I thank You that You are willing to save anyone who will come to You and receive Jesus as Savior. The Lord Naaman was willing to go down into that dirty water to listen to what You had to say, and he listened to You, Lord, and the leprosy was gone. And Lord, people need to listen to You today and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior so that sin can be gone from them because Jesus paid it all. And I pray, Lord, for that saved person today who's listening. May they do a great work for You. May each of us strive to serve You daily in our daily walk with You. May we walk closer each day than the day before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, the Lord loves you today, and He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be on your way to heaven. He wants you to be happy. And saved person, He wants you to know that He's always with you and that you need to be serving Him with every ounce of your being. And you need to tell others that Jesus saves, that Jesus is able to save anyone who is willing to come to Him and receive Him as Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org.
This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.